Hey guys, welcome to ANX Gamecast, bonus level 17. I'm Unbiased and I'm here with Genesis, and Roman is back with us to talk about Pokemon Go. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, and you?
I'm good. That's so nice for somebody to ask me, to answer the question and then ask me. You know, Terrence, he just says, hey.
Wait, technically he asked.
I know.
Because he asked, how's everybody doing? I mean, you're a part of everybody.
I know, that's true.
All right.
Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm first day back to work, my real job, after being on vacation. So I'm kind of tired, but I had some root beer and I had a Monster. Mm. So I'm good.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's on, it's on.
All right, well, what are y'all excited to talk about today?
Roman.
Pokemon Go.
Just in general. Just in across Pokemon the board, Pokemon Go.
The Gengar Ray, the last...
The Gengar Day?
Yeah, okay. Gengar Day, the last event we had was Beldum a few weeks ago.
I guess then, for me, it's the Beldum.
Yeah, definitely Beldum.
Yeah, gotta be Beldum. So let's go ahead and do the social media thing real quick. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts app, at ANX Gamecast. If you have any emails about today's show, please send them to podcast at anxgamecenter.com. Let's go ahead and move into
round one.
And let's talk about the Beldum Pokemon Community Day, number 10.
Dang, number 10.
Yeah, we're getting old. So this was exciting for me because I didn't have a Beldum.
Oh, you didn't?
Or no.
I didn't know that.
Didn't have a Beldum, didn't have anything. So beefed up my Pokedex a little bit there.
Yeah. For it to be a shiny at that, it was pretty good too.
Yeah. So, and I think I got my Celebi that day too. So I actually added 4.
Oh, yeah. I got my Celebi that day too.
To the Pokedex that day. And that shiny Metagross looks dope.
It does. I love it.
Plus,
it's one of the big hitters in the game.
Yeah.
Tyranitar and Dragonite. So I was excited for that.
Yeah. So I haven't put any dust into mine yet, so I haven't been able to fight with him yet. Because I think I have a regular Metagross now that's decent, but the shiny one, it's a high CP, but it's not a high IV.
Yeah.
So how many shinies? I don't even remember how many shinies I got. I think I got 2.
I got 3.
I think I want to say I got 5 to 6. I don't remember.
Wow. See, we weren't having a lot of luck. Remember, nope. I think I got 2 right away, and then you didn't get any for the first, 2 hours.
Right.
And then you started getting a few, and then I think I got 1 more. But, yeah, it wasn't... A lot of people were complaining that it wasn't a high spawn rate. Like, there just weren't that many Beldums in general.
Yeah, there weren't that many in general. And, like I said, on top of that, 2 hours before I got one, before I got a shiny. Like, I was just like, whatever.
My first one I clicked on was a shiny.
See? Yeah. So we met a couple people like that. No, like, remember they...
I got a button for that.
Oh, boo.
It kind of killed the mood for the next few hours. Because I already got one now.
Yeah. Right.
Did you stay the whole time?
I did.
Because we saw you the one time. I don't think I saw you again after that.
I stayed the whole time. Man. Well, I might have left maybe 30 minutes before it ended. But for the majority of it, I was there.
Man.
You know, I will say this. I really love this new thing they've done for at least this one and the one before, where they give you more time to evolve it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it
used the extra hour.
Yeah, it used to be like over right at 4, and then you wait, you know.
You waste the time.
Yeah, checking all of them. Because I can't check them as I'm doing it because I'm already lagging.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't. Some people do it all, and I'm like, I can't.
So just a side note. No, I'll wait. I'll get to that later. But anyway, I don't want to spoil the Beldum. I don't remember how many I caught. Like I said, the 2 shinies, got lucky with that. But generally speaking, I think it was a nice day out, right?
It was gorgeous. It was.
Usually we get out here and talk about how hot it is and things of that nature. And I think the last community day we didn't even participate in.
Nope. I had to do something. And then the one before that was pouring down rain.
Right.
So
Beldum.
Oh, yeah, I got 6. I'm just doing it right now.
6 shinies?
6 shinies, yes.
What?
So for when y'all want one, you're more than welcome to grab it off my hands.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trading, and so I can complete the collection. I'm still waiting on It's an idea I threw out, and a lot of the ideas on the show, if anybody's been keeping up, the five listeners out there, a lot of stuff we've said on these Pokemon Go episodes have come true.
Yeah. Niantic is listening.
Yeah, they're listening. So I think they're one of the five people who listens to our podcast. So I think what I would like to see is once they do PvP, like something where they just do shinies only or themed PvP.
That would be nice.
So you can only use shinies, or you can only use the babies, or you can only use, you know, certain things like that. So that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for something to keep me interested in the game. I'm looking for a reason to keep going. So if they did something like that, that would make me go on the hunt even more for those, some stronger IV shiny Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because right now I get the shiny and it's like, okay, cool. But then if it's not a high IV, it's like, whatever.
And then it's so hard to get it at that. So the right. chances of it being a high IV is just, it's nowhere to be there, you know?
Right. So let's talk about community day number 11 with Cyntaquil. Anybody excited about that?
No.
Ooh. I kind of am in a way because I like fire type Pokemon. So okay. I might be out there for an hour or two. I don't know yet.
So,
I mean, I'll do it, but I'm not excited. First of all, I already have a really good Cyntaquil. I have like a 98.
Oh, nice.
Oh wait.
Typhlosion?
Yeah. And I evolved it to a Typhlosion. And then I put so much dust into it because I thought it would be really like powerful. Mm-hmm. And it never comes up for anything ever in life. So now I'm just like, okay, I guess a shiny one will be cool, but it's like, meh.
Well, I think the thing, and I think we've talked about this before on the show with Typhlosion, is that it's, if I'm not mistaken, unless something changed, the last time I looked, some of his recommended skill sets involved him having two different types of moves. I think one of them was a dark move, and then one of them was the fire move. So you're losing the stab bonus if you don't have matching attack types. Mm. So now it's already been announced. I think they might have announced it today or maybe yesterday. Blast Burn. So now if you can get it, you know, you can get two fire moves, and
that'd be great.
You know, maybe it'll start showing up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help your 98.
Right.
Because it can't get Blast Burn. But
and even so, fire Pokemon is relevant in that game. Any raid I go to, I barely get any Charizards or
perfect Charizards. Like that. Yeah, like I don't get come up. Entei's, like I got a 96, 98 Entei maxed out almost and doesn't come up.
No.
Flareon used to come up for stuff. It was weird. Possibly, but the Charizard wouldn't.
Yeah. I forgot I had a shiny Charizard until the other day when I was just scrolling something, put in the gym. Like, oh,
oh, look at that.
I forgot I had this.
I was like, oh, this is dope. What was this? Oh, 33 IV. Okay.
Yeah. For real. Like, God, whatever. Man, they screw you on the IVs for the shinies.
So this community day involves two times XP for catches. It doesn't say specifically Cyntaquil. So
that's good.
But in the past, though, it's always been just the Pokemon of the day.
I think in the beginning it was, but then I think they changed it.
Oh, okay.
So catching anything. And you have two times the Stardust on catches, which
that.
Is...
That's nice.
Right.
That's always like a big plus for community today, especially me getting that Stardust, because I like to keep mine high. I don't play as much to keep my Stardust going. Like, I haven't had a 7-day streak in 3 months.
Yeah.
So I don't get that big 7-day bonus. So,
but don't you have like a ton of Stardust?
Yeah, like, but when you do like... Like whenever I don't participate in something, like I don't have a shiny Lavatar, and however much that costs, I'm pretty sure it's a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, I keep trying to stack my Stardust for something like that.
Or trade.
Or a special trade for the day or something like that. But so on Beldum, I racked up a lot.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because actually what we ended up doing is we tried to take advantage of the trades. So what we would do is we actually traded shinies. Because they were already low, so we're like, maybe we'll get lucky here, and we got lucky, no pun intended, and it ended up being a lucky Pokemon.
Yeah,
and I think mine ended up a lot higher IV than yours, right? So I think my shiny is at 89 now.
Nice.
But I was like, we need to start doing this more often. So we tried to do it some more, and no luck.
Yeah, we've tried traded at least 20, at least.
Yeah,
and we've had no luck.
Nothing.
Like,
it was like that first one.
And that was it.
And some, you know, a couple of months ago when they had the guaranteed lucky, if it was an older.
2016.
Right. So we did that. But other than that, it's like, no luck. I'll keep trying, because as of right now, our friendship level is only like 100 Stardust for just these normal kind of trades. I'm assuming, I don't remember, but I think it might even go down. It might be even cheaper once we get to Best Friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, 100 Stardust, 75, 50, whatever. So
that's good.
That's not, you know.
Opposed to spending $20,000 a pop for me. That's right. That's what I'm spending, about $20,000 a pop, because everyone wants a regional or they want one of my strong Pokemon.
So we got, let me see. I still need a Kangaskhan. And I caught 3 shiny Moltres, and she didn't get one. So we're waiting to do that trade until we're BFF.
Yeah, because I finally got on that last event. I got 3 Kangaskhans, I think, 3 or 4, maybe 5. I don't know. I got a lot of Kangaskhans, and I got 1 Mr. Mime.
Mm.
I was excited. I've been wanting that since, you know, obviously we started. Yeah, or not we started, but when they came out.
I think I hatched my Mr. Mime like 2 or 3 weeks after the event, because I still had the egg in the incubator, but I didn't.
Yeah, I don't even think I got a set of eggs for that. I didn't care because I already had them all.
Yeah.
But.
So, Blast Burn, 2x HP, XP, 2x Stardust. So, here's my thing about the XP and the Stardust. I don't know what it is. Maybe I need to set a timer on my watch. Can never keep up with putting new Stardust, Star Piece on, new Lucky Egg. Like, it should be easy, right? Every 30 minutes, right? Nah, I'll just forget.
Yep, I do too.
And then somebody over here just say, oh, I forgot to put it on. And I'm thinking she's going to her items to put it on.
And no.
And no.
And then something pops up and I catch it. And then 15 minutes later, crap, I forgot to put it on.
Yeah. I did that a couple times on during Belden Community Day.
Yeah.
And that's actually kind of one of the reasons why I stayed longer than I was supposed to, because I kept popping star pieces. I was talking to people I haven't seen in a long time. So it was cool catching up with everyone. Got the empty out my backspace. Got rid of a couple lucky eggs and stuff I don't use no more. It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I racked up a lot of starters that day.
So, anything else about Cyndaquil? Anything else about Beldum?
Beldum was cool. Cyndaquil, we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's move on to round 2.
Round 2.
Let's talk about the Halloween event and the Halloween stuff that was going on. So, they did the candy thing like they normally do.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I'm not really big on candy anymore because we're not doing those mass evolves anymore. Like we used to do for the XP.
I didn't know that until recently that there's no double XP for evolving anymore. They quit that.
Oh,
is that
really
true?
Oh, I don't know.
I've read that a couple of times. Double, like you don't get
like double XP. Like if
whenever you're evolving with the lucky egg, you know, from just mass evolving for XP, I heard they don't work no more.
Oh, I don't know.
I've read that a couple of times. I haven't tried it myself, but I was like,
I might have to try it because I have some stuff I need to evolve just to use because it's like a 98 something right. So I was like, I need to evolve that so I can use it. So I'll test it out and see. But it's been a while since they did like a double XP just in general.
Yep.
But I feel like they did a bunch like right in a row.
They did.
And then all of a sudden it's like nothing.
Prepping people for the next bounce. I mean the next level cap.
Well, and I talked about this on the show before. That, like I said, the way they were doing it, the way they were promoting it, the way they were congratulating people on Twitter for getting to level 40 made me think that it was coming soon. And, yo, it's November 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we're recording.
Right. It was months ago when they were like, somebody posted something about they saw some guy that works for Niantic on the airplane, and he was like,
I saw that.
Yep, it's coming, and that was so long ago.
Right, so it's kind of like,
we don't even have PvP yet, so you know, imagine just how long would that new level cap will be.
Or how long it took to bring trading. And some people who don't know Pokemon might be like, well, whatever, what's the big deal? It's like, we got it when we got it.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's like a big staple in Pokemon.
Yeah, especially in the old Game Boys, trading and PvP. That was like the main gist of it, besides the actual gameplay.
Right, so it's like, to go this long having a Pokemon game and you can't trade. It's some other things that I started thinking about more recently too, like transferring to Pokemon. Like they need a database now.
Yeah.
They need a database. Like if I understand that you can keep, and I keep wanting to go there. I'm trying to be in a good mood about Pokemon. I'm trying not to spoil anything for the bonus round, but the game is like super laggy. And
super.
like, it's glitchy and it's laggy, and part of the reason is there's too much stuff going on in the game.
Yeah.
So you can have 1,500 Pokemon, and guess what? I have 1,500 Pokemon. In the game, the Game Boy game, handheld game, you can transfer in the PC, and you can go back and grab those and retrieve those Pokemon if you needed them later.
Yeah.
Here, they're just gone for good, and there's no telling what Professor Willow is doing, cooking up some Pidgeys. I don't know. Running a KFC.
No.
Down in Kanto region. No? Okay. Yeah, they need something like that in the game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I got all these legendaries that I'm not going to transfer. I haven't done one legendary yet, but I would like for them to just get out of the way.
Yeah. Like, and can't even put them in gyms still. Right.
Can't put them in gyms.
So, like, they're sitting there.
They're just taking up space.
They really are.
So anyway, back to the Halloween. So they did the candy. No one cares about the candy anymore. They released some new Gen 4 Pokemon. So that was cool. I didn't get any shiny variants of any of those new Pokemon. I think they did the Puchina, right? I thought I saw a gold one, like a Super Saiyan.
Yeah, but that's been out for a while, though.
Has it?
Has it, yeah.
And then the balloon, right?
Yeah, the balloon one.
Yeah, I didn't get any. So I find myself checking stuff now that I know had a shiny variant at one point. So I still check the Bulbasaur's and
Roselia.
Yep.
Roselia.
Still don't have one of
Murkrow's,
those.
I don't have a Murkrow. I really want the Murkrow because it's bright pink and that's so cool.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I need one of those.
So that one's pretty cool.
Does it evolve in Gen 4?
It's supposed to. And I was wondering why there's actually, I think, two ghost Pokemon that get a new evolution in Gen 4 and they weren't part of the Halloween.
Yeah, that's weird.
So that was, it was really weird. Like Murkrow has a big old Scarecrow looking one. I think.
With the hat, right?
Yeah, and then Misdreavus has a second evolution in Gen 4. What else?
Unless they're trying to slow down and maybe they'll put them out next year.
I think Dusko has one in this one also.
Huh.
So there was like, I know for sure three they could have put in for the Halloween room, but they didn't. I was kind of upset about that.
Well, I would assume they would have to slow down at some point because the game has been out two years and a few months.
Right. It came out July of 2016.
And you're already on Gen 4. Yeah. So at a certain point, you're going to have to slow down.
How many gens are there?
Eight.
Oh, okay.
With speculating a ninth one here pretty soon.
Yeah. So what do we know what happened in Sun and Moon? Didn't they put out some kind of weird like alternate universe with Pokemon?
I don't know. I haven't kept up with that.
Yeah.
If I want to know, ask my nephew because he knows everything about Pokemon.
Aww.
Yeah. Every time he comes over, I take him to Walmart, get him Pokemon cards or anything something Pokemon related. So okay. He has his own Pokemon Go account, but his mom won't. He's only seven. His mom won't give him a cell phone, so he'll play Pokemon Go on my phone when he's at my house on holidays and weekends whenever he comes over.
Aw, that's so cute.
Shout out. So what else did he do? So special research task.
Yeah.
Has anyone here finished?
I have not.
The Halloween research task.
I'm so close. I'm on my very last task, and it's like, catch 108. You're on this one too, right? Catch 108 Pokemon. I've caught Pokemon. Like 90.
No, that's the second step.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't finished any of the quests, but when you get to the last step, is that when you get the Pokemon actually? Like,
yeah, step three should be the Pokemon.
All right, cool. Well, I'm on catch 10 dark type Pokemon, spend 8 Pokestops you haven't visited before. And apparently, I don't have 2 stops because I thought I spent 2 brand new stops. And I don't have any in the area because I used to be a cheater. So that's kind of backfiring me right now.
So let's talk about that just for 1 second. I wonder if that's yet another thing that they're putting in the game to like you said, maybe throw something in the face of the spoofers. Because I feel like there was some stuff in the beginning, including the amount of Stardust needed for these trades.
Yeah.
That were kind of put in just to counteract a little bit of what the spoofers had done and collected. So this could be just another kind of jab there.
Yeah.
Then they do something else to people that they called. There was some certain type of Pokemon that they couldn't catch and they needed it for the mythical challenge.
I don't even know. Like I got distracted from the game for a few months. So I don't know any of that, honestly.
Yeah. There was something that was going on right in the beginning where known spoofers, they were banned from catching a certain type of Pokemon.
I'm trying to remember now.
I can't remember what it was, but anyway, so this could be just another little jab, because it's I've never spoofed it. We got lucky. We were out of town.
Yeah.
So we were out of town, and there was plenty of new stops all over the place, but trying to find new stops here in Dallas,
kind
of
hard.
It wouldn't have been too hard, but it's going to be a certain point where I'm not driving around for 3 hours to look for a stop.
Yeah.
No, and that's what I was doing for a little bit. I know what it was. When I said I had two stops that I spent, they were for a quest. I mean, they were for like a research task. They weren't a quest.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought. I had two new stops, and it wasn't. And now that I have no stops anywhere in the area, because I used to spoof every night for 2 or 3 hours because I had no life. No, it's just like I had no stops around me at all. I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah, so it's
hard.
It's a thing for me because I think the first stage was talking about catching 108 Pokemon with berries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now the next one is catch 108 Pokemon. My problem is, like I said, I have 1,500 Pokemon. And
what are you going to do with them all?
I didn't have the space to start catching like a mass catch. Like I would try to go through and I would try to get rid of some stuff, and I would look down. I would have 1,493, and I was like, man, I feel like I transferred a bunch of stuff. Like, what happened? So I basically had to do that first 108 with only like 10 spaces. So catch 10.
Delete them.
Catch.
Oh, but that was hard.
Yeah. So it sucked. So I'm about to be in the same situation with the second part. So
you have 1,500 Pokemon that you really need though?
No, I don't. But I've just been slacking. Like I used to go through and clean them out. I think more recently, it's probably been 4 or 5 months. I had it under 800.
Well, but now you're going through and you're looking again at the level because you want to keep stuff for trading. And whereas before you were like, if it's less than 85 IV, it's a gone.
Yeah. Actually, I got to the point where if it was under
90,
I think I bumped it up to 88 or something.
Yeah.
It was gone just automatically. Like I didn't care. And we were still in a point where we couldn't trade.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. Why am I keeping this? And I'm kind of glad I didn't, because the IVs can go down anyway. So it's kind of like,
why even try?
Right. Why even try? So, I think I'm going to have the most trouble with this catching 10 dark Pokemon. Now that the Halloween event is over, there's less dark and ghosts randomly around. So right now I'm at 4 out of 10.
Oh, I didn't realize you didn't get that one done.
Nah, slacking.
I saw Misdreavus today. So they're still hanging around.
I think that's a ghost.
Oh yeah, dark.
Yeah. I need 5 more.
I might be able to do it once everything calms down and just more Murkrows are around.
Just go graveyard 12 in the morning. I mean 1 in the morning.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do that.
I did that one time when the game first dropped and I was so scared.
Yeah.
What? I was in the backwoods of Lancaster. I don't know if y'all familiar with that or not. But I was in the backwoods. I mean the back part of the city, and that's where the graveyard is on one country road going in and out.
Oh no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With no lights anywhere, and it's just me and a couple friends.
Well, at least you had friends there with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it alone. But I was walking through that graveyard. It's not very big, but I was walking through and I just got the chills. I'm like, we need to go.
Yeah, time to go.
Just that haunt.
Time to go.
So anyway, anything else about the Halloween event specifically? I feel like there's a lot of hype around the Halloween event because the first time it happened, I feel like it was the first event.
Yeah.
And we were in Vegas and it was just dope. But now it's like, this is kind of whack.
Nothing will ever beat that first Halloween event. Right. I remember we had just got the buddy system. So I was walking Haunter, and I needed like 30 or 40 candy. And right before the event started, I just got my Gengar. That morning going to work, I caught enough to evolve to a Gengar. On my way to work, I'm like, I wasted all this time doing it.
Yep, we caught so much stuff and we hatched so many eggs, remember? Because we were walking nonstop.
In Vegas,
yep. Yeah. We were catching so much stuff and we had so much candy, and because they had, I think that was when it was like the trade candy was up too. So like if you caught something and you, not trade,
transfer.
Yeah.
So it was like double candy for transfers. And so
it was for all the Pokemon too. So yeah. I was catching more than just the Gastlys and stuff. So and I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff that couple years ago on Halloween.
Yep.
Just a random thought. I don't know why this came to mind, because I think it's the Marowak were out at that time too.
Yes.
What happened to the Alolan Raichu and Marowak? Are they still out as raid bosses?
I don't think so. I haven't seen any.
Because we did them like the first day, and I caught them. And I think my Raichu was actually like decent. I was like a 96 or something. And then that was it.
Yeah, I haven't seen him at all.
Hmm. Anyway, whatever. Anything else about the Halloween event? No. Reminiscing about the good one back in the day?
I really am. I'm having so much fun.
Ah, come on, Niantic. You can do better.
Yeah, at least put like, you know, in-game adventure content instead of just quests. I'm getting bored of the quests. Not the quests, but the research task.
Yeah.
So let's jump into round three.
Round three.
And let's talk about Gengar Day, which to me was a little bit weird because they did it in
November.
November. Strange.
Why is that weird?
Because I don't know. When I think of like Halloween stuff, I don't think of like November.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's like on the very last day of October. But I definitely, like, as soon as November hits, I'm thinking pumpkins and turkeys.
Yeah. So I should have did it that last weekend of October or on Halloween Day itself.
Yeah.
Either or, but.
Or they could have done like a 2-day event. I think they just want to do something every weekend. It seems like that's what's happening. So they did Beldum, and then they did Gengar Day, right? And then now just a week after that, they're doing Cyndaquil. And then I think the week after that, the Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee comes out.
On Switch?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's something big going happening on every week. And then the Halloween event was somewhere in here. So, and yeah, I don't, Gengar Day. I don't know. Roman, did you even do it?
I did not.
What?
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 So you just didn't feel like you didn't want to do it?
I had not the opportunity, but I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I remember there were three separate raid chats created for it. I had no idea why. So I go in the main chat and no one's talking about it. I'm like, oh, you know what? It was posted on the Facebook page that there's three different raid groups and different locations.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not driving to Kingswood. I'm not driving to Ramsey Park, just for example, you know?
Yeah.
And so like, I'm not even going to pursue this. It's just Gengar. If I need it, if I really want it, I'll trade. But I don't even want to trade for you because it's useless. Man, basically, it's glass house.
Look, next time, hit us up because I like everybody in the raid group, I guess. But it's so much easier just to do it with a small party.
It is. Cause
and like in one car.
Yep.
Like, and I think we could have easily done it with three or four,
yeah.
Level 40s right here. And if we would have had one more, we definitely could have just went through a bunch. Then we could have went wherever we wanted. I think if we would have had a small party, for me anyway, I felt like I would have stayed the whole time. We didn't stay the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, no.
Well, and I think that's the point of, you know, the separate groups. Because you're trying to like make, you know, because when we first did it, it was way too many people.
Was it Articuno Day or something like that? Moltres Day? Like, y'all were just Articuno all over the place and it was crazy and hectic that day.
It was crazy, yeah. And then I think they tried to do it in two groups and it was still way too many people. Yeah. So now there's like four groups and there's still too many people.
Yeah. I got why they did that now, just when I was thinking about it literally, but it's just, I'm not about to go to the Facebook page, pick one that's closest to me, and then hope to get there on time when they already got their routine down, if they have a routine down. So I was like, I'm not going to pursue this. It's just Gengar.
Yeah. It's just Gengar. And I already have a perfect Gengar. And there wasn't a new move. There were kind of a new move to a new player.
There was a lick or something?
It was legacy move.
Was it?
Yeah. So that's what was unique about this. You had a chance to go back and get one of the original moves that you can't get anymore.
Yeah, but he's such a glass house.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely, he was useful against Mewtwo, right? But other than that,
I mean, you couldn't, with a party of 20, you could probably go in with Pidgeys and Pidgeotos and still take it down.
Right.
There's so many people in a group now, you don't even need a good Gengar.
Right.
Yep.
So I think the only cool thing about Gengar and why I wanted a shiny one, I got one shiny.
I got zero.
She got zero. Is for the mega shiny Gengar. Am I saying that right? The mega shiny Gengar.
I didn't know that I had one.
Google that. People.
I just now figured out the other last weekend they have a mega Mewtwo or V2X, and they look pretty sweet.
Yeah,
I was at Walmart checking out, and I looked. There's a big old tin box that says for sale for $30, and I look, and it said Mega Mewtwo something, and that thing looks so cool.
The Mega, and they got the Shadow Mewtwo also. Yeah. So I keep talking about this. I want Giovanni's Mewtwo, the one from the original show with all the armor on.
Yes, I'm still waiting for that too. I
want that one.
If that is a quest, I will pursue that.
Yeah,
just because it's part of the Gen 1, and I'm a Gen 1 freak, and I will grind for a week for that if I had to. But I do want that.
Yeah, because that one is dope. But I'm still waiting on that. I'm still waiting on those characters to be introduced to the game, Giovanni's and Lieutenant Surge and his Raichu, because Raichu is crap in this game right now.
He is.
And honestly, for all in, you know. Mewtwo is kind of crap in his game right now. So
yeah,
and it shouldn't be. But if it was, I mean, he's
one of the big guys.
What?
Why would he be? Why would he be such a tank? He needs to be in. He needs to be up there, in my opinion.
I guess it's just a situation where, like, if you did get like Mewtwo, like you should be, it would just be overpowered.
Yeah, I mean, he got buffed before he was even introduced into the game.
Right.
I think he was supposed to be like 4,100 CP. And I think his max is 38, 39 or something. Like he got
nerfed.
I said buffed, yeah. Nerfed. He got nerfed pretty good.
Buffed.
Buffed. He'll never be buffed.
Yeah.
But look at me. I'm trying to Google that mega shiny Gengar. Like, it's so dope. Like, you don't understand.
I honestly was like, I totally forgot about Gengar Day. I was like, meh. Gengar, like, whatever. I mean, especially after you do all the legendaries, and then it's Gengar Day. It's like,
I mean, the backpack was cool. The hat was cool. And you could buy the hat and the backpack and the shirt. Mm-hmm. Those are cool. I bought me, I think, a backpack or something from Gengar Day. It was pretty fun. That is dope. I like that.
Wow.
That's dope.
It really is.
So, yeah, that's the only reason. Like, so once I got mine, and, you know, I'm by saying wasn't really feeling it anymore. I was just, we can go home. Like, I think we left at 2:30.
Yeah,
like,
we did 12 raids.
12 or 13, yeah.
And I was almost out of passes, and I was like, I'm not paying any more money into this game.
For Gengar anyway.
No.
I haven't put money into this game in months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, months I have not put money into this game.
So. Yeah. I'm about out of incubators. I'm out of raid passes.
So, incubators. Now, we're going to talk about this more in detail on our next show. But you don't really need incubators anymore. Like, you don't need the super incubators anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Now that they have the sync, the adventure sync. So now, whenever you just walk with your phone, it counts.
Does it?
Yeah. App doesn't even have to be open.
Well, you have to set up, what, Google Fit?
Well, if you have Android, you got to set it up. Sync it with Google Fit.
No, okay. Roman doesn't do Android.
I do not.
He's made that very clear.
And it's only for Android.
Because it's 2018 and I grew up.
Oh, huh.
And it's only for Android. So.
Oh, it's only for Android?
No, I'm just
joking. Oh, I was about to say. Oh, man.
So I don't know what the equivalent is on Apple. I'm sure there's
I'll have to look into it. I saw it a few weeks ago. I didn't know what it was, but now.
Yeah, so.
If I can walk and not have to play, that's awesome. Yeah. Because now it's just. I see everyone's trying to hatch a certain 10K Pokemon now.
Oh, see, I don't know.
I don't know the name of it, but it's supposed to be pretty OP, so I kind of want to pursue that a little bit.
So super incubators, you don't even need those anymore. You could just, especially if you have a job where you walk all day anyway.
Yeah.
Got your phone on you. And you can actually sync it up. So I have a Samsung watch, and you can sync it up. Now, I'm not going to lie. The Google Fit, now that I've set it up on my phone, detects more steps than my watch does.
Does it?
Yeah, because I think the watch detects like actual steps or closer to it. The phone just, if I do this,
it counts.
It might count. So as if people can see me, cameras are coming soon. Anyway,
just like the good old glory days, we could attach your phone to a ceiling fan and it count right. The hatching eggs.
Right. So I think I'm gonna keep it with the Google Fit as opposed to trying to sync it with my watch, because I can do that also. So don't need those super incubators anymore. So
that's good. Well, unless you got like a community day or an event where you need a hatch a lot for a certain type.
Yeah.
Like if it's reduced.
Yeah.
So I can see that being,
So Gengar Day, talked about that Halloween event, Beldum, Cyntaquil. Anything else about Gengar Day before we move on?
I love Halloween.
I get it because it was Halloween, but got to do better, Niantic. Especially for the people who don't know about like the shiny stuff later down the road, the Gengar almost looks exactly the same as the regular Gengar, the shiny Gengar does.
It was like a lighter version of it?
Or darker.
Was it darker?
Deeper, like a darker purple. Whatever.
Yeah.
So do better, Niantic.
To us, day one, I'm not a day one player. I start like 5 days after, but to us, that's not exciting. To someone new, yeah, I could see that be exciting, but us, yeah.
No, like I said, especially with people like me, I already have a perfect Gengar. So I don't, whatever. Especially if it's not going to have a new move, then I really don't need it. So anyway, we're going to move on to
bonus round.
I feel like it's been a long time since we've done a bonus round on the show. We're going to talk about the fact that all three of us, just generally speaking, have not been playing the game as much as we used to and try to figure out why. So I tried to do good earlier in the show and not just bash Pokemon for some of the things that I'm not liking. But, you know, one of the things that's really getting on my nerves, even when I do get excited to play, is the glitchy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's terrible.
If I go in and out my app to text or do something, and I come back, I get to spin the ball of death.
Yep.
I have to close the app, reopen it, and do it all over again.
Well, it's every single time. We don't have to do all that, but we have Android, so.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, right now, I'm showing
Roman
the shiny Gengar.
I like that.
But doesn't it kind of look, if you it's didn't know same, any better. Like,
let me see.
If you didn't know any better, you would think it.
Yeah, it looks exactly the same.
Yeah, it's just like, whatever. Whatever, Niantic. But anyway.
No, but when we were doing Gengar Day, I had the chat going, right? So I could see like what was next or when to go in or whatever it is. And every time I would try to switch back and forth between the chat and the game, it was just spinning. I mean, I've just got to the point where I just want to like throw my phone across the parking lot. It's so irritating.
I bet.
And I can deal with some lag. But as I'm trying to throw,
yeah,
and especially with those research tasks, throw three nice balls in a row or whatever.
Can't afford to have that.
Right. It's like, what? Huh?
What?
I can't. So anybody have any other gripes or just specific reasons why they're not playing right now? Just in general?
Repetitiveness. It's the same stuff. Okay. Nothing's been really added new. We'll get events here and there. And when I hit 40 a year ago, Thanksgiving week last year, my gameplay just went down.
Yep.
Same and then here. Past summer, just nothing at all.
Yeah.
I think we grinded so hard. I think I feel burnt out.
I'm burnt out.
I mean, it's just like we just went, all the time, every day for hours and hours and hours. And not to mention the amount of money we spent on raid passes and everything else.
Like, we grinded so hard on it, we decided to make a podcast out
of it. For real. So I think it was like same thing. Once we got to 40, it was like, oh my gosh, now I can just breathe. And,
It was to a point where I felt like I had to play every single night for an hour or two spoofing. It got that bad. Like, I felt like I had to play and I need to quit. It was a bad addiction.
Yeah.
But it was fun. But for me, honestly, Pokemon Go has come and gone.
Yeah.
I don't see myself being a hardcore player anymore.
Yeah.
I have life stuff going on.
Yeah.
Adulting.
Yeah.
I got so much going on. I can't even keep a 7-day streak going.
Yeah.
So
it's the same here. I don't think it's been as like 3 months like you said, but if we break the streak, it's like not a big deal.
Well, it's slowly just getting worse and worse. Cause at first it was like, okay, well, we'll do our 7-day streak. We'll make sure to get that, and we'll make sure to get at least one of the legendaries that's out.
Yeah.
Now it's gotten to the point where we don't have two legendaries. We don't have a Regirock, we don't have the one that's come out right now.
The current one.
The dragon one?
Yeah.
See, and I said to myself, I'm going to get that.
It looks dope.
It does.
Yeah,
and it looks like it would be useful also. A dragon ghost type?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like max CP is 28 and some change, but it looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
I haven't even attempted to go out.
Yeah, we tried.
We fought one.
Yeah, we fought one.
Oh, tell them what happened with you.
Wait, let me tell y'all though what I was gonna say.
Okay.
So it was. So anyway, transition now to where we don't even care about raiding legendaries, not even one, and we like something will happen on the weekend where it's our seventh day and we didn't go out, and it's like, oh well, like we don't even care anymore.
I don't care anymore.
It's like whatever.
I live 5 seconds away from Pokestop.
I know.
Same
so
thing,
do we.
Same here.
I mean, yeah. So anyway, no, let me tell you what happened when we raided the thing. What's it called? Do we even know?
I don't know. That's a weird name.
Giant
Gengar? I mean, Gengar. Genie? I don't know.
Anyway.
Jirana Tamna or something?
So we went to the mall, okay, one day, and I was like, oh, look, there's a 5-star. And so I got on the chat, and I was like, oh, people are talking about it. They're gonna come up here. So people came up, we did the raid, and
but we were waiting.
Yeah.
and waiting.
Yeah, we were waiting for a long time.
And only because she's been on the podcast, Diane shows up. Go in, and she's
rolling. Oh yeah, she's rolling around in her
like,
car.
She's trying to like go real slow, and she's kind of trying to stop because she couldn't find a place to park. So she's trying to stop in the middle of the road. And anyway,
it was hilarious. She's like, she's messaging us like, "I'm here." So I'm like, "Okay, cool, let's go in." Which we needed her. I mean, so it was fine.
Yeah.
And so, but so I'm assuming she parked. No, we look over to the right. She's just rolling along, going like two miles an hour
past the gym.
I was like, are you going to be able to get in?
That's dedication.
I know. Yeah. That is dedication. So funny. But anyway, so we did it, and I'm all like, okay, ready to catch. My Pokédex was full.
The bag was full.
The bag was full. And so I'm like, crap. So I go in to try to like, you know, transfer one. I ran out of time.
The time ran out.
And I was cursing loudly. I was so mad. But anyway, he didn't get it either. So yeah, I kind of felt better.
Mine ran for me. And then as I'm trying to throw, like there's a guy, shout out, random guy, who like I saw somebody in before we went in. And I'm like, somebody's in. You know, we all saw the person, right?
Yeah.
There was a guy sitting over to the side across the street and he just kept looking at us. So I'm like, whatever. As we start and we're tapping, I think at that point he realizes, oh, they're playing. You can tell. And then he comes over. Oh, y'all about to do this one?
We're in.
Already in, man.
He goes, can I get in? Genesis is like, we're already in. Right, like, we're not backing out. Yeah.
And then
what have you been doing? You're just standing there across the street just staring at us.
Yeah.
And then as I'm throwing and trying to catch, he's just still talking to me. So, and then you started cussing that you didn't get yours. So he's like, so y'all about to go back in and do it again? and I'm just trying to catch, and he's steadily talking to me, and I'm just like, shut up.
And at first I didn't know if we were going to beat it. So I was like, well, we may be going back in if you want to wait a minute. And he's like, oh no, I'm just here with my sister. She's shopping. Mm-hmm. Like, well, and then he just like walked off. Right. It was like,
yeah, I mean, he said bye. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he should have been paying attention to the rate chat. If you see numbers jump up and go in. So he must not have been paying attention.
He
wasn't
paying attention.
Oh yeah, because he would have saw that. So, and then he was actually, as he was talking, as I was trying to catch, he was actually fighting it by himself. So I was just like,
newbies.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how much help this level 12 would have been anyway. I shouldn't have said that. he's at least 15.
No, but I was mad.
Doesn't it end on the 6th?
I think the 20th, November 20th.
Okay, so we still got some time.
We still got time. Yeah. Like, I plan on getting this one. Like, I really want this one.
Yeah, I'm going to make time this weekend.
Well, and Diane did tag us one day, but we had just gotten home from driving far, and they were over, you know, like, where she lives.
It was the opposite way.
Yeah, so I was like, we both were like, I don't want to get back in the car and drive all the way up back over there.
What is it? Yeah, okay, I know what park you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think with the game in general, I think it took too long to come out with things that we, as I said earlier, things that we expected a year ago, year and a half ago, whatever. And they finally came out with it. And it's like, oh, here it is. But it's like, like I tell a story about Pokemon Gold for Game Boy Color. Roman, I don't know if you remember this, but I played Pokemon Red and Blue. Cool. Beat the crap out of that. Had fun. Ready for the new one. Gold is coming out. Cool. Up. Oh, a new Pokemon game's coming out. It's gonna be gold. It was Pokemon Yellow.
Was it Yellow?
Yeah.
Okay, Pokemon yeah, I remember Yellow, that story.
Pikachu Edition. And I'm just like, no, right? That's not what I want. And then they just kept delaying Gold and Silver. Delaying it. And then once it finally came out, I never got it. To this day, I've never played Gold, Silver, or Heart Gold and Soul Silver. I haven't played any of them. It's just like I was over it. I was like, I'm done with this. And really haven't really been hardcore into the handheld game since.
Nah.
Because like y'all miss me. Y'all like delayed this game for like a year. Same thing here. You're delaying features for a year. I feel like we should be whatever the game's gonna look like a year from now. I feel like that's where we should be now.
Yeah.
And we're just not there. And
I have a feeling this time next year is still gonna be kind of the same stuff. We're not gonna get much anything new.
You think so?
A couple cool things.
They like gotta do something about the gyms, right?
I want to go back to the old gym system. I will sit at a gym for an hour and take it down if I need to.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah,
that was more fun than what happens now.
Because it's not work because they go down regardless after three battles. They all go down.
Yeah, especially when they go down on their own. Like they maybe if they just took that out, like you don't lose the CP over time.
Yeah,
like that might help a little bit.
And then what were we getting? Like was it 1,000? Per day or per hour we had back in the day?
The coins?
Yeah. Was it 100 coins a day or 10 coins per gym? I don't remember, but I was racking up a lot back in the day.
And it was a lot of Stardust, too.
Yeah.
Stardust and coins.
Yeah, we were grinding. We would get up early in the morning and go try to get all the, you know, get 10 gyms and then get our coins, like, right away.
Good old days.
I know.
Because, like I said before, I think there was one time when we were in 23 gyms. It might have been 28, but I know it was 23 for sure. At one time. And so it's like we could take a week off because it would take a week before somebody kicked us out of all those gyms.
Yeah.
And
then you have to level them up and take them down. And it was hectic, but it was fun.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I feel like we graduated. You know, it's like one of those things where like you can't go back. And now it's like a whole new group of people. And they're like where we were a year ago.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like it's over. the time has passed.
Glory days are gone.
Yeah,
we'll never coming back. We got more podcasts to record. So,
well,
I mean, if nothing else, generally speaking, the community days
keep it somewhat irrelevant.
And those bird days plus the Gengar days, like if something like we went out for a Gengar, so if something better comes out. You know, we'll do it.
I hope something good comes off of Christmas. I did enjoy Christmas events, so I'm hoping this one will be kind of cool too. Gets me out of my house.
Yeah, I don't mind the Christmas because, like I said, it's usually hot. So when it is, you know, 45 degrees in the middle of the day, it's not bad to go walking around.
I do like the community days. I feel like it's a little monthly reunion. Mm-hmm. You know, even though we tend to walk by ourselves because we don't like walking with a big group of people. It is nice to see everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At least say hi. And the last event, they did something afterwards. They went eight or whatever. We didn't go because a football game was on. But
And a football game is about to be on.
Yeah. Oh, they went to pizza. They ate pizza last time. And yeah. I didn't go. I had something to do.
Yeah, we did too. So
just all antisocial.
Yeah.
I mean, now if they wanted to come over and we all order pizza and watch the game.
See, I'd be down for that.
We could do that. But nah, I ain't missing no game.
Yeah.
But no nasty pizza. Shout out. Anyway, I don't feel like we really went deep into why we don't like the game, but I'm not saying we don't like the game, but why we're not playing as much as we used to. But just generally speaking, we're not playing as much as we used to.
I don't think it is that deep. I think we're just kind of over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not much to dig into that, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay.
We hit level 40. We filled out our decks. We grinded for a year or two.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not much. Yeah. No, nothing new is being introduced. Repetitively, so you know what else is there to do for me, for you, and for you.
Well, I guess for me, this is a good segue before we end the show. We're gonna see what happens with Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm not gonna play it, but I'm excited to see how that's gonna implement one in another. Because that little, what is that new Pokemon we have? The little Bolt.
The Melton.
Melton. So supposedly you get, I don't know if you trade it in or out of. Let's go.
And when you transfer Pokemon to Let's Go, you get items in Pokemon Go.
Okay.
And I think one of those items you use to
catch a
Melton or something.
Yeah, like you get the actual evolved form, through one of those games. I don't know how it is, but I'm looking forward to see how that's going to play out.
And I think I got some information on Let's Go. I think you get a Mew in Let's Go. Because we talked about it before. It said that the Pokeball that you get with Let's Go comes with a Mew, but it didn't say if it was in Pokemon Go or if it was in Let's Go. It seems like it's in Let's Go. So again, if you have not pre-ordered yours, you can do it through our site. We don't sell the game. We're just an Amazon affiliate. So if you click on our links, guess what? They're going to give us a little bit of money and we can finally get these cameras going. So if you want to do that, visit our website, anxgamecenter.com/shop. There's some links there. We'll take you straight to Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu, and the Pokeball Plus. Go ahead and pre-order that so you can get your Mew. And I think I read today that the Pokeball Plus will actually spin the stops automatically for
you.
Yeah,
it does.
So
that's cool.
That's a cool.
I'll just buy that on Amazon if need be.
Yeah, through our site.
I didn't know y'all had a site, but now I'm going to click through it.
Yeah, click through. Click on that Amazon and buy, just like spend all your money, max out your card.
I have been buying a lot of stuff. So
there you go.
Recently, Amazon just announced that everything will have free delivery for the holidays.
Was it free or was it a lower threshold?
It was free from what I read on the news. So everything being ordered is free on Amazon right now.
Jeff Bezos can do it. He's got like $782 billion
He can do
Jeff
whatever
Bezos,
he wants.
Jeff Bezos, he like...
Everybody go send Jeff Bezos a tweet or Instagram and tell him to come join our podcast or something.
Seriously.
Let me borrow a dollar.
For real.
So anyway, yeah. So we got our Amazon links up. Our affiliate status is active. Anything else?
Nothing. I miss talking to y'all. I miss hanging with y'all. When I saw you on community today and a couple weeks prior to that, it was good.
I know. It's always exciting when we see you.
Thanks for having me on the podcast again.
Oh, you're going to be back soon. We got some surprises coming. We've been kicking around some ideas before the show.
Yeah.
So we're going to have you back and we're going to do some different. So if you like Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, be on the lookout. We got some stuff coming for you.
Cool. Can't wait.
So let's go ahead and wrap up the show. Let's do the social media thing one more time. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, and the Apple Podcast app at ANX Gamecast. If you have any emails about today's show, please send them to podcast@anxgamecenter.com.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Be on the lookout for more bonus levels coming soon. See you next time.